Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Mohit Katon Daf Chof in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi, in the middle of Aloch Hey, starting in Amud Aleph, 8 lines at the top and the 2 dots. So the Gemara quotes the Mishnah. It says, "Mishomru Shabbos Oylo Ve'Einu Mafsekes." Shabbos is counted as one of the days of the Shiva and doesn't stop the Shiva. Ve'Regolim Mafsiki Ve'Einu Oylim. The Regolim stop the Shiva and they don't count as one of the days of the Shiva. What does it mean? They're going mafsik, they stop the avelus. These mutter b'tashu shemito. I mean, even dvarin shebetzin, even things that are not in public, he doesn't have din avelus at all. So this is what Rav Simon said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Kami Rav Yirmiya, im Rav Yudah bar Simon. So Rav Yirmiya met Rav Yudah, the son of Rav Simon. Amalei hachin amin, is this really what said Rabbi Yochanan? Kolim talmidei de Rabbi Yochanan l'shama bar nashmini adam yosoel avuch. None of the talmidei of Rabbi Yochanan heard this thing except your father. Amalei Yaakov, intis amos lois amos elamin elim milayo de hochin ochin. If it was said, it was, you know, if we're not so sure, but if it was said, it wasn't said as a statement, it was said as something which is maybe yes, maybe not. It could be yes, could be not. Meaning it wasn't something clear to say that it's mutter b'tashu shemito. Mizrav Shu ben Levi omro shu osur b'tashu shemito. Shu ben Levi says it's osur. Torah of Sim Shem Shu ben Levi, haloi omro ein ovil b'regel, el asharagim noigim boi b'tzino. There's no avelus in the by the regel, but you are knowing, I mean, what people do is do avelus b'tzino, not to have tashu shemito. A little different gear, so which is more clear, is the Korban Eidah that says, haloi omro ein ovil b'regel b'rabim. You don't do avelus in public, but you do have avelus betzino. Mao betzino is betzino. Shuos betashu amito. I mean, this Rabbi Shuba Levi is telling us that there's an isur tashu amito for an avel doing the regal. Says more, you see when area regal area osur betashu amito ve'inoile. Ava Shabbos oyilu yasur betashu amito loisale. Meaning, what's the difference between the regal and Shabbos? In both cases, you can't do avelus in front of the rabbim, and you do have to do avelus betzino. So the same way the regal, you don't count as part of the shiva. Why Shabbos you do count? Omar abo avshar l'shiva below regal. Avshar l'shiva below Shabbos. Shiva doesn't necessarily have a regal during the shiva. Shiva any other days of the year, there won't be a regal. But it's not possible to have a shiva without Shabbos. So when we have the minug of shiva yimei avelus, the ikar minug is to have it consistent, to have it with no break. So Shabbos is part of the yimei of the yimei shiva. It's one of the days that you count as part of the shiva. Once Beis Hamikdash was nechrev, and Shavuos is only one day, and there's no days afterwards for Tashlumim, so then Atzeres has a din of Shabbos, that it's counted as part of the Yemei Avelus, and it doesn't stop the Avelus. Ram Gamliel Oimer, Rosh Hashanah, V'Yom Kippurim, Kiregolim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur has din like a regal, that it stops the Avelus of the Shiva if you had enough days, and it doesn't count as one of the days of the Shiva. Meaning, Gamliel says not only Shavuos, there used to be more days when there was Beis Hamikdash, because he had Tashlumim, but even Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. They say that Atzeres is like the regalim. And it stops the Shiva because it has Simcha. That has a din of Shabbos and not like regalim. Says the Gemara, Devar Aviani Amri Atzeres Oilo Shiva Kerigolim. Atzeres that we learned that it has a din that it stops the Shiva, meaning it counts like the Shiva Yemei Avelus. It also will count as Shiva Yamin for the Shleishim. So if you have to have 30 days of Avelus and you hit the regal, the Shavuos, one day of Shavuos as if you had 7 days of Shloshim. So it's considered to be mamish 7 days past. Shiva 3 days before the Atzeres, as we learned before, in order for Yom Tov to stop the Shiva, you need to have 3 days before of Shiva. That was the original Minhag. So 3 days before Atzeres, in order for Atzeres to stop it, and then you have Shavuos itself, 7 days, so totally you have 10 days of the Shloshim. Says, no, Ella, Shloshim lifnei Atzeres Shiva, v'Atzeres Shiva ari arba asar. Meaning the 3 days they have before the regal, that is considered to be Shiva, because that's enough to be Mikhaim if it's a Shiva. So you consider that to be 7 days. And you have Atzeres itself 7 days, so then you have 14 days. This is the halacha. He has only one day for Atzeres. So then Atzeres doesn't stop the Shiva like any other Yom Tov. He has to count another 5 days after that Atzeres. Why only 5 days? Because Atzeres will count as one of the days of the Shiva. And what we learned in the Mishnah, says Reb Chaim, is only if he did not stop. meaning he did not start the Avelus before Shavuos. If someone had a mace on Shavuos itself, so then Shavuos doesn't count at all. But if he started before and Shavuos won't stop the Shiva, it will at least be considered to be one day of Shiva. Shnaim, if you count the 2 days before Shavuos, so now Moed Arba, you count Shavuos itself as a third day, and he has 4 more days of Shiva. Shlosh has 3 days before Etzaras, but Minu Gzeres Shiva, as we saw before, that once you have 3 days before Yom Tev, so Yom Tev stops the Shiva. Even though we learned that in Shabbos, there's no Avelus, but people come and visit the Avel, we don't do that in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, people don't go visit the Avel. If Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, then you do visit the Avel. Kador of Chizkiyah have a uvdo, Chizkiyah had an Avelus, Salkur Rabban Legabei, Rabban came to see him, Mechami Leopin, to see his face, Betsoy Merabo, to Magbil Ponov, to be Mayim Boy Ponim on Yom Kippur. I want to include Amurain, Mayim Ponim, Lebe Rosh Hashanah, for Lebe Yom Kippurim, Lebe Pneat Filo. Why didn't they say not to come to see the Avil on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Because we're busy with Filo the whole day, so there's no time for that. So, Lechur, why are you coming today? Says the Gemara of Chov Amud Beis, Shani Yom Kippur Shechaz B'Shabbes, Shani Yom Kippur Shechaz B'Shabbes. Depends if Yom Kippur fell on Shabbos or on the weekday. The Bukhari brings where Avia, when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, to come and show that it's not different than any other Shabbos, we do have Agbalas Panim for the Avil, like you have any other Shabbos, not to change from other Shabbosim. But if it's during the week, then we don't have Rias Panim, and that's what it says, because of the Tefillah, not to go visit the Avil. Halacha Zayin Zok to Mishnah, Reb Chaim goes with the Pshat, that this Mishnah is talking about doing the regal. So, Ein Korim Nal do Kriyo, Veloy Chotzim revealing the shoulder, Veloy Mavrim bringing the Seudo for the Havel, Ela Kroiv Shemes, only the closest Kroiv to the mace. Vein Mevarim Ela Al Mito Yiskufois, in the regal, you sit in high beds, so you don't put down the bed. Vein Melichim Beveis Havel, you don't bring the food Beveis Havel, Loy Betavlo, Veloy Baskutlo, Veloy Bekanoin. It's important Kalim. Elabasol in baskets. Now this is always, that's every Shiva that's what you do, but you would think in the regal it'll come with a more fancier kalim, you don't do it even in the regal. They used to have a bracha, they did in the rechava, they got together, they did the bracha, and that bracha you don't do in the moyet. Of loin to be sure you have the line of the avelim doing nichum avelim, or menachem do the nichum, or put your rabbim, and the rabbim can leave, so you don't do more nichum avelim doing the regal. So the Gemara in Koreim v'loy chotzim l'mivayim l'loy krovav shemeis from avir miyo without krovav shem ru'uyim lisabel. The relatives we're talking about is the relatives that are chayav be'avelus, meaning the shiva krovim. Kedor d'tani, as we saw, meaning that we have a din krovim by a chochem. It says chochem shemeis hakol krovav. I feel krovim she'enim ru'uyim lisabel. So by chochem dies, everybody's krovim and everybody should do avelus. Regular person not. Rav Avon is nifter in the moyet. Rav Mano did not say, Hesped did not do a velus for him. It seemed like he was ignoring the fact that he passed away. Until death, he also hates him, meaning they were arguing and learning, and they thought maybe there is an animosity between them even after death. After the moyet, he made a big comment, gave him a big Hesped. All of Alma Kamar came in front of them and said, only the people that are there around when the mace is there, they do have to do avelus. On in Lavin Gabay, we weren't there, so I didn't do avelus in the regal. Says the Gemara, Kriya doing Kriya. Avel has to do Kriya. But if he did Kriya, mina Melel. Melel is a place that was already torn before, and he just attached them loosely. Mina shalo, attached a little tighter with what's called tefiris rechavos, but it wasn't a full professional way. Mina rodit, the clothing is done like a net, and it's not a full baget. Ain't no care, that's not a kriya. Kriya has to be from a full baget. Mina ichui, if it's a clothing was torn and it was sewed back professionally, a raise a kera. That once you sewed it, you don't see that it was a tear there before. Asar kroim asurim biyichud. There's 10 kroim, you have to leave it torn and you cannot come and sew it back. Hakureya al aviv val imoy. Someone does kriya for his father or his mother. Val rabbi shalim de chokhmo, his rebbe de tarim chokhmo. Val anossi, the nossi of Am Yisrael, the head of Am Yisrael, the av bezin, the one is the head of the bezin. Val shmur saroz, bad shmurs that came that something's happening to Am Yisrael. Va'akilas Hashem, someone hears Chalila, someone cursing Klapi Malo. Va'asreifas Atoiro, if the Torah is burned. Va'yushalayim, va'al Beis HaMikdash, the destruction of Yushalayim or Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, how do we know these three? Do you have a tear that you cannot come and sew it back? It says, so when Elisha saw Eliyahu leaving, he says, Avi, Avi, connected his father and his mother. Rechav Yisrael Farashov connected his Rebbe. Says, how do you learn from Elisha? Eliyahu there was not Nifter. Eliyahu just went b'sa'ara shamayma. Omele matun matun. Meaning, learn b'metinus, learning slowly. This is not a big kushya. It's a scene like a mace. The mace, why? What's the avelus? I don't see the mace. So see, I don't see a leon anymore. Elisha didn't see a leon anymore. So that's why there is a velus. The same thing you do kriya on the chacham, you do kriya on the talmidim. Ezo tami chacham. Who's considered to be a tami chacham? He knows halachas until toiro. Meaning the entire scope of halacha is going back to Gemara until you get to Torah. That's in the earlier generations. Even someone knows only the halachas, that's also considered to be a tamei chacham. Someone who doesn't work in order to learn, he stops working, he's mevatel his work in order to learn, he's considered to be a tamei chacham. Tani kol shalim oisoy v'hu meishiv. He asks him questions and he knows the answers everywhere. By us, the fact that we're asking the questions to the Rabbeim and they see that our questions are good questions. Meaning us and our later generations, they have to answer well, but at least you have to ask well. Continues the one of Chofav on Dalif, Omer Abob by Memel, Kol Shehu Yerdea Livorim Mishnosoi. Someone who knows how to explain the Mishnah well. The Hanan us, Afilo Revino Lechachomin of Aro Masnison. In our generations, even the old people don't know how to explain a Mishnah well. Meaning, as generations go down, there's less and less someone who's considered to be a Tamei Chacham. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Moed Katan Daf Chof.